jump right into our next segment that I'm really, really excited about this week. It's our album review. Shem, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
And tell us about the special, special, special album that you reviewed this week.
So we have Olivia Rodrigo. We all know her. Lots of us love her. She's an American actress and singer, and she just came out with Guts. It just came out on September 8th, and I have to tell you, her new sound blew me out of the water. I never expected this sound from her.
New sound? What do you mean new sound?
She's leaning into this rock genre now. Ooh, and even okay. We even have comments from Rolling Stone saying that she just might be her own new rock star in the new rock era, question mark.
Ooh,
I mean, I can see where it's going, because I definitely heard some garage rock, her trying to do that pop punk sound. But again, I still feel like I feel the Disney Channel sound from her, but I don't blame it, because this album in particular is actually her sophomore album. She didn't release it until now because she just felt now is the time that she can say, hey, I'm no longer a kid anymore, and I'm now like a young artist. So let me just try to spread my wings, figure out what I'm doing in life.
That's awesome.
I love that.
So I remember Sour was a really, really big album. Do you think this lives up to it?
I think this one did better, in my
opinion.
Really?
I might be biased because I do love a more rock and alternative sound, but I just want to see more of what she does. I want to see where she's going to go with this career, and especially because like her influences are like Avril Lavigne, Paramore, even Taylor Swift too. So I'm like, I want to see where this goes. I need to see what she's trying to create for us next.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like her future is so bright. I mean, her first album kickstarted her career, and now this is kind of, you know, taking this to the next level, as you think.
No, yeah, like, and it's not easy too, because her career has constantly been like on the screens or on the radio, and I can understand that pressure, because in this album she explains a lot of her trauma, a lot of emotion. You can feel her angst. So I really do want to see what she'll bring to the table.
For sure. And she is still so young. I feel like she has such like a bright career ahead of her as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, as she was saying, like, timing is everything. As we saw with Selena Gomez, she wrote this song 6 years ago. I mean, same with Olivia. It's all in timing and when you're ready to release things. So kudos to her for trusting and knowing her instinct when it comes to music.
Oh, yeah. She was definitely purposeful with every single track in the song. There's only like 12 tracks, but every single one, it has been a ballad of like all of her struggles, all of her highs or lows. And it's just, it's a good mix of things. I literally like the pop ballads and the little rock ballads she has going on for her.
That's awesome. Do you think she's kind of separating herself from the Disney, as we've seen her grow up in the Disney world? Do you think she's kind of separating herself from that?
Oh, for sure. I'm aggressively nodding my head. Because like, she is really not the person that we've seen her as before. And I know she like, she made some appearances on the High School Musical, the musical on Disney Channel.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, but like, this album completely different. Like, I definitely encourage people, like, listen to the lyrics, and like, I love the new sound she has. I don't know how many more times I need to repeat it. Like, I had no expectations. I honestly didn't expect it to be any better than Sour, but please, please listen to it. It's so good.
Definitely. I need to listen to the full album. I'm like really obsessed with Vampire right now. That one is so, so good, but I need to like sit down and listen to it all the way through.
Quite killer.
Oh,
if you get what
sure.
I mean.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that. Well, you know what? We have to jump right into it. We got to play a new song from her new album. This is Bad Idea, right? By Olivia Rodrigo.
Hotter men, but I really can't remember when. My brain goes, oh, Two is back.
Bad Idea, right by Olivia Rodrigo. And that comes off her latest album that Shem has just done an album review on. So Shem, any more like standout moments from the album?
For sure. I would say, Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl. Ooh. There's a lot of intense lyrics in it. In my opinion, it is a little bit questionable. That's why I do say, like, I encourage everyone to give the whole album a listen. Mm-hmm. But I do want to highlight that she does a great job of, like, highlighting and really, like, reflecting deeply about a lot of the insecurities she had, a lot of her mm-hmm. struggles. But her sound, again, completely amazing. Off the water right there. But I guess another song, too, Pretty Isn't Pretty. I know we talk a lot about, like, feminine appearances and the whole mm-hmm. like social norm with that, but she does a good job with that too, like expressing that we do struggle with that. A lot of people can definitely relate with her to that too, so mm-hmm. she's on the right track, I think, with her music right now,
for sure. And honestly, it shows like her vulnerability as like an artist to be able to open up and be like, this is everything I've dealt with, and you know, people can relate to it. And I feel like that, you know, brings out her character as an artist for sure.
No, yeah, she definitely has a lot of attention to detail, and perks to her producer too, because I know they've been working together pretty closely, even with the last album, Sour.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing duo, love him. So let's see what else they'll bring out.
Absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much, Shem, for coming on and talking all about Olivia's album.